In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they rebuked him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." They told him to be silent. They said, "Do not disturb us as we try to follow behind Christ. Keep your voice down. Do not be heard." And his response, this blind man, the response not only of this blind man, but in Mark, the man with the withered hand, the woman who Christ said, "You ask me to give the food to the dogs," and she followed after him more and said, "Yes, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." The demoniacs, the man with epilepsy, all of these were told, "Be silent, do not raise your voice." And all of them, in strict defiance of those around them, raised their voice and said, as this blind man says, "Jesus Christ, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." Not silence. Louder and more fervent prayer. As St. David says in the Psalms, "I cried out to you and you heard me and you had mercy on me." And this blind man, just like David, calls out to the Son of David, "Have mercy on me." Oftentimes, we are told to be silent. We are told to keep our faith or our prayer to ourselves. We are told not to disturb those around us. How often do we fall into that? How often do we say, "Oh, they want me to be silent, I'll be silent, I won't say anything. The mercy that I seek is salvific, life-giving, and affirming." But you are right. That eternal life that I need through prayer, that mercy that God grants through his sacraments, I'll be silent in your presence. We create a schizophrenia within us when in church we feel and should cry out, "Lord, have mercy on me." When we in our homes, in private, by ourselves, say, "Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner." And yet, when we walk out of our bedroom, when we walk out of these doors today, that pressure to be silent overtakes us. That prayer that David prays, the prayer that all of those who met Christ in the New Testament and were healed by him, was a loud cry, a cry of truth, a cry calling him Lord and asking for his mercy. And when that faith, the faith that made him well today, when that faith met opposition, especially opposition from those closest to Christ, those following by him, they shouted all the more, "Lord, have mercy on me." We must shout, must cry out, "Lord, have mercy on me." Not only here, not only in our homes, but in every aspect of our life. We must seek to be one unified being. One person. United to Christ as we were at our baptism or chrismation. Always living, as Paul says, "Not that I live, but it's Christ who lives in me." Do we want to silence that Christ within us? Do we want to respond to those around us who say, "Shh, do not disturb"? Our lives and our salvation are not a hotel room that someone can hang a sign upon and say, "Do not disturb." our lives and our salvation come through faith, come through strength, and come most certainly through cries, loud voices, fervent prayer in the face of opposition. That is what we must cultivate. That is what we must develop. That is what we must stand up against. The deafening and ultimately killing forces of silence. Now, in regards to that, this church is first and foremost the place for those cries. This building and our prayer is where St. David said, "I cried out to the Lord and he heard me." As our children cry and cry out, they are saying, "Lord, have mercy on me." As our faithful and beloved brothers and sisters in our parish and around the world who have special needs cry out, they are saying, "Lord, have mercy on me." We must start here first and not look at them and say, "Silent, do not disturb." But we must, as happened in this parable today, go and grab them and bring them up to Christ when they cry out. For it wasn't this man, this blind man, did not get to Christ on his own. It was after Christ said, "Bring him to me," and only bring him to me after he was able to hear his crying, that those around him went and picked up the blind man and carried him to Christ. As we sit in these pews, look around for those crying out, both audibly and maybe more important, silently and spiritually, for the mercy of God, and carry them to meet him into salvation and his mercy. Amen.